And I'll, for those of you who know something about the involvement of intermediaries in what we used to call private transactions and all, there was a lot of concern earlier on, I guess until maybe December or so of this past year, that we really didn't have a solution that was workable for people who were intermediaries in these really smaller transactions, but were not registered brokers. And in December, a couple of things have happened. I guess really we go back to March of 2003, and then just recently with the addition of or the release of the no action letter about M&A brokers, it just happened at the end of January of this year, we have a little bit of a changed landscape and all. So in the paper, we deal with some of the more existential issues that we were talking about on the previous panel and how the changes in the issuer offering landscape might affect intermediaries and all. But in terms of this presentation, what we're going to do is really focus on two no action letters that we think that you should really take a look at and it'll be of interest and use in your practice. One is Angel List LLC that came out in March of last year. And the other one is, I don't know what we're going to call this. We may have to call it the Faith Kolish No Action Letter. This is a no action letter, an M&A broker letter that basically allows for the first time a no action position from the SEC about intermediaries that are involved in sales of businesses as opposed to, selling just a portion of the stock of an issuer and all.